This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The trial of Sean Diddy Combs begins today in a lower Manhattan courtroom with jury selection getting underway. Our Glenn Chuck reports.
With such a high-profile person on trial in this case, selecting a jury is not going to be easy. That's the word from famed jury consultant Joe Ellen Demetrius, who tells ABC News.
I would think that the prosecution is looking for possibly older people. I think they're looking for certainly law and order people.
After rejecting a plea deal last week, Combs faces decades in prison, a 17-page indictment with many charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking. Now, this trial could last until July 4th. Opening statements, we're told, probably starting next week. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
A car thief dumped a car he had stolen last night in Jamaica State's Queens and then set it on fire. The NYPD says the stolen Honda Accord was left on Downey Road and Midland Parkway in Jamaica Estates. They say the suspect jumped out of the car just before midnight and set it on fire, causing an explosion. He was last seen fleeing down Midland, heading toward Hillside Avenue. Police say, thankfully, no one was injured, and the investigation is ongoing. May 30th and 31st will be the dates for Nassau County's annual games for the physically challenged. It's happening at the Mitchell Field Complex in Uniondale. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it's an important event for the participants and for the county.
These young people who are physically challenged can compete in athletics. They have the spirit, they have the will, they have the desire, and it's inspirational. For me, I come away from the games every year with a big smile on my face.
The young participants will be able to play in events such as wheelchair races, swimming and running events, and wheelchair basketball. The annual free event has been held in Nassau County for more than three decades. President Trump with some new tariff threats. Now he's threatening 100% tariffs on films produced outside the U.S. Governor Hochul slammed Trump's statements while speaking to CNN, saying she's already working to protect filmmaking here in New York State.
These midnight ideas that he has or throws out on the table and we're all supposed to process. I'll tell you what, I am fighting hard for this industry in New York State. It's an economic driver. It's part of our identity. The talent wants to be in New York.
A man is in custody, accused of stealing a yellow cab and threatening the driver with a knife. The incident happened at 3:15 this morning on 30th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Police say the driver got out of the taxi and the suspect drove off, but they were able to locate the car and stop at 46th and 7th, where they took the man into custody. His name and the charges he faces have not been announced. The Smithtown Library's main branch has reopened its doors this morning, 9 months after devastating flooding forced it to shut down for repairs.
The reopening of the Smithtown Library is being celebrated here by the community and across the country because people donated from all over after the video of the devastating August flood went viral. Cynthia St. Pierre was the first person to walk through the doors.
Especially in the summertime, the reading clubs, my kids all loved them. I love to read.
Library director Rob Lusak says the water in the basement area was from head to toe 8 feet tall.
We're happy because our patrons have asked us, when you're reopening, it makes us feel that libraries do still serve a purpose in the community.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Smithtown, Long Island.
Mayor Adams announced today a plan to wipe out an estimated $360 million in student loan debt for 100,000 city employees. The mayor says the Administration for Children's Services, the Department of Social Services, and NYCHA will be the first agencies in the pilot program starting today, with a full rollout for all city employees starting in September.
We are partnering with leading student loan forgiveness service, the organization called SUMMER, to offer counseling, online resources, and valuable tools to help public servants enroll in the program and get their debt forgiven once and for all.
The initiative is part of the mayor's budget, and he says it's part of his continuing efforts to make the city more affordable for working class families. The city council will consider a bill that would ban pedicabs outside Broadway theaters. Eric Botcher is one of the council members sponsoring the bill. He tells 1010 Winds, for years, people have complained about the music they blast, which can interfere with the Broadway shows.
When you're in a theater trying to, whether it's a musical or a drama or a play, you don't want to hear New York's State of Mind outside. You just don't.
The bill, which would prohibit pedicab drivers from parking, stopping, or picking up or dropping off passengers within 50 feet of a Broadway theater, has the support of the Times Square Alliance. Botcher says the ban will be enforced by DOT and that pedicabs will be notified by signs outside theaters. It's another frustrating day of delays and cancellations at Newark due to staffing problems and runway construction. 99 flights have already been canceled today. 156 are delayed.
It's the last two words you want to hear before your flight, delayed or canceled. Jin and her daughter are trying to get back to Canada.
How many times have you been canceled?
Twice. They were supposed to leave 3 days ago.
I just checked out from my hotel and I take all my luggages and I found I'm canceled and I have to go back to my original hotel and I booked another night and it was my own expense.
She says she's not even waiting around for reimbursements at this point, but oh, they'll hear from her via email when she gets home.
It's a waste of time and my daughter, she can't go to school for tomorrow.
Her daughter wasn't too fazed about that one. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.